7th District Legislative Update with State Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
So what did we learn from the first big floor fight of the session?
We had a major battle on the Senate floor this week over a bill that guts the parental rights initiative that was submitted by the people to the legislature last year. The parents' right to know what's going on with their children while they're in the public education system is a big deal. Thousands of volunteers, 454,000 to be exact, think it's a big deal. And the action that took place on the floor really shows continued disrespect for the people's process and our Constitution. But let's take it down a step. What does this mean for local education? I think it continues to instigate and spread distrust that parents have in the schools their children attend. It creates this wedge, this continued wedge. And the thing that frankly just offended me on the floor as we were discussing the bill, just the overarching thing about, okay, we know that there are parents who may not do right by their children, but the bill really goes to the fact that it puts all parents into that category. And that's what I shared on the floor. There are systems and processes in place in the state of Washington to protect kids when parents aren't doing the right thing. But to say just because you have this subset of parents over here means every parent shouldn't have access to the information. Now, the floor fight took on a really interesting point because of the notification of how it changed in the bill. And they accepted three of our amendments, which I think really just shows how important this is, you know, a parent's right to know, to get back to that point. But folks, we need to stay engaged in this because this bill now goes to the floor in the House where they could strip all of those amendments and parents are right back to not knowing what's going on with their children in school.
You have an update on the fish and wildlife issue we've been talking about.
I do. Well, this week also the Senate voted to return two appointments to the Fish and Wildlife Commission that Inslee made in the final days before he left. And I want folks to remember, Governor Ferguson formally requested the Senate to return those to him so he could make his appointments. And look, we're hearing from a lot of folks on this, but in the end of the day, the process didn't set well with me to have Inslee doing these quick last-minute appointments in the waning hours of his administration, and then not allowing the new governor, who just, by the way, was just basically sworn in within mere hours after that, to not let it be his choice. It's really more about the process than the individuals. Although, we heard from a number of folks that are still concerned about the balance of the commission at this time. So I am hopeful that the governor will think through that as he interviews people and makes his appointments. Obviously, those appointments will be heard in our agricultural committee. But I'm really happy we were able to do that. It was the right move.
Seventh District Legislative Update with State Senator Shelley Short. I'm Tracy Ellis.